Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. I do believe that these are days that God is revealing himself in the midst of a people that he has called even out before the foundation of the world. We talked about Passover. We talked about the Feast of Pentecost. And when you come to Tabernacles, the first thing that happened in Tabernacles was they were commanded to fashion two trumpets out of one piece of silver, to form each trumpet out of one piece of silver. And the first thing in Tabernacles was the blowing of the trumpets. And I believe the day that when the trumpets blew in Israel, it meant something was happening. They were called to war, or the journey in the wilderness to go forward to announce the feast. And I believe this morning that God's voice is beginning to be heard in the land. And I was thinking, we talk about this day we're living in and say there's never been a day like it, but you know there has been. When Jesus was born, Israel was under the capture of Rome. And Rome was in charge, and they were enslaved to Rome at that time. And all that was happening in Israel, but the Bible says when the fullness of time came, that God brought forth his Son. That his name was to be called Emmanuel, God with us. And I know we see things in this hour that can disturb in the natural realm. But God is saying to us, do not fear. For he's in control. Do not be afraid. For this is the day that he has made. And this is the hour that he has chosen to call forth his people to be a part of his purposes in the earth. And as I was contemplating on that, I thought, God's preparing the world. Remember back in 9/11, when they bombed the trade centers, remember what happened after that? The nation came together as one, but it didn't take long for them to kind of begin their old ways again. Man in times of trouble begins to seek God. Israel always did. You know, Israel would have great battles and have great times of prosperity and forget God. God always had a time to bring them back. But you know, I believe God's preparing the world in this hour to hear the message of his sons as they speak into the earth. That's what's happening today. This is a time not only of the preparation of God's Son, but a time of the preparation of people's ears to hear their Son. And it seems when we look more especially at Christianity in this hour, we are appalled at the things that we see in the name of Christianity. And the way man has taken that which God has given and so manipulated it and put men enslaved to the things of their traditions and their ways and call it God. But God's always had a people that has come out from among it, a remnant in the land, that has heard the voice of the Lord and has seen the revelation of God, and has taken that word that they have received and allowed God to add new revelations and new understandings to that word that they have received. And I believe this is that day that the trumpet is blowing. That the word is declaring a solemn assembly among those that have been called to be sons. That have refused to walk with the world or the ways of the world or the mindset of the world. That have refused to put their beliefs on tablets of stone. I was contemplating on that too, and I thought, you know, when God begins to move afresh and anew, the first thing man does is go back and dust off of his tablets and take his tablets out and look at it and say, well, that's not a part of the revelation that I received, so it's heresy. Thank God. Thank God for people with hearing ears and a heart that is willing to receive fresh revelation in this day. Thank God for a people who has allowed the Word of God to be written upon the flesh tables of their heart and refused to put them in stone and become unmovable. When the 144,000 stood there, they asked a question, who are these? Said, these are those that have come out of great tribulation. And I think the key there was that these have followed the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. That God will never lead his sheep astray. He will never feed us false doctrines or false manna. Because his sheep know his voice. They hear the word of the Lord. They understand the revelation. They know the voice that speaks within them. And that voice always comes with no confusion and is full of peace and joy. And there is no fear. God's got a people that in the midst of crisis has learned to trust Him, knowing that He is going to birth His purposes in their hearts and in their lives and finish the work with which He has started. There is no fear in trust. And there is no fear when faith in God is in action. You see, the thing of it is, and I've often mentioned this, is that in Proverbs it says, who is this coming out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? It is the realities of life that teaches us that we must lean on Him. For He said, it's not by power nor by might. It's not by what you do. It's not by your strength or your intelligence or your teachings or understanding in this world. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And God has a people that has learned that. That if it's not of Him, it's not worth doing. We have enough Ishmaels in this world today that have been worked up and grunted up and built up by the traditions of mankind that man has done. And man looks at it and says, oh, wow, what? Look at what God has done. They've built their super churches. And that's where they are, and I'm not criticizing them, but they've built their superstar churches with promotion, with a social gospel, and with traditions of men, and trying to appeal to the masses. And they look at it And the world judges God's move by that which they see. But you know, in this hour, it's not by what man sees. It's by what God is accomplishing in the hearts and the lives of His people. It is His Word being revealed in the midst of a people that is causing them to arise in the spirit realm and to see God in the reality of who He is. Without the traditions of mankind. Is that popular? No. Is that going to draw the masses? No. Not at this time. But God's people all through the ages that have walked in the now expression of God have always had their times in the corner or in the back of the room or unseen as they prayed, as they sought God, as they yearned for a fresh expression of God in the earth. And it wasn't until the time when God began to reveal that Word within them that creation began to see what He was doing. I mean, men's heart longed. Look at Martin Luther. Look at the age that he lived in. Look at what was happening during his time. Look at the darkness that filled the minds of mankind. And in the midst of that age, when they sold indulgence to go and do what you want to. In fact, they were forgiving you before you did it, just so you bought that indulgence. The darkness of that age, and in the darkness of that time, God sent a ray of light, a word that was sparked in the life of a man, the just shall live by faith. Just from that scripture, God birthed the Reformation that has not stopped until this day. Just from that scripture. And man went and got his tablets, brushed the dust off of them and said, hey, that's not what we believe. That doesn't conform to our revelation. And we have read the times that man began to seek and pray for revival, and God gave the Holy Spirit afresh and anew. And then those that believed in only salvation went and got their tablets. They brushed off the dust and they looked at them and said, hey, there's nowhere in here about speaking in tongues or receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's heresy. So they disregarded it. And all the way up through history, when God began to move afresh and anew, man always got his tablets and looked at them and said, it's not like we want it. But out of every one of those moves, God called a remnant. And beloved, I think this is a different day and a different hour. Because I'm going to tell you, I know people that have seen what we see years and years and years ago and are still flowing in a fresh word of God for this hour. It's a different time. It's a different hour. It's a people that did not go get a tablet and chisel their beliefs in it. It's a different people. And why is that? Because this is the day of the manifestation of the sons of God. This is the day that God proposed in Himself that He would have a people that refused to settle in any one move or any one revelation and refuse to walk in any of man's traditions. But their mind, their eye is upon the Lord.
Amen.
And they are listening to the voice of the Lord as He ministers and speaks. And therefore they are teachable, and therefore they are following the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. We don't know. We cannot sit here this morning and say for surety that we'll see that day of the manifestation of the sons of God. But I think that we do know that we are hearing the sound of the trumpet beginning to announce that day. That we are beginning to see the revelation of the fresh Word of God as He is beginning to speak to a people. That He is revealing Himself in the midst of that people that refuses to walk by the precepts or the traditions of this world. And beloved, our mind does not need to be filled with the things of this day. Our eyes are upon the Lord. He said, I will lead you, I will guide you, and I will teach you, and I will show you the way that you're to walk in. His hand has steadily been placed upon a people that He called years ago, even when we didn't understand what was going on. Because I didn't. We didn't fit in. And I kicked myself over and over again. Why am I not fitting in? Why can't I fit in? Everywhere we went, we were like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. But it wasn't until years later we realized what God was doing. And we find these people all over the world that didn't know what was happening, but God was giving a fresh word. God was leading us out of the traditions and the forms and the fashions of mankind and bringing us into Himself. Yeah, there was a time I felt like I was naked because I couldn't lean on anything but Him. But we know that His Word that has been birthed in us is producing a greater work than we have ever seen in the earth before. And Jesus said there are going to be those in the last days who will say, here is Christ or there is Christ, to go not after Him. And you know, in this hour there are those that miracles are happening. Things are happening. And they look and say, well, here it is. This is where it's at. This is the new thing in God. And God says, go not after it. I have put My Word in your heart. I have laid My hand upon you. And no man can change that which I have proposed for you. Do not run after that the world sees, or that the world says, or that the world declares. For you know My Word. You know My voice. You hear what I say, and the work that I do within you is far greater than anything that this world can ever offer you. The sun, the light, the glory that I am beginning to reveal in the midst of My people is far greater than anything this world has ever seen. The world has never seen the work that I am beginning to do. The world has never heard the word that I am beginning to reveal in the midst of you. Because it is a word that is going to birth life and immortality and incorruption in the midst of you. It is a word that is going to change the total way that you walk and the life that you live. So don't look at this present. Don't look at that is around you and say, oh, I wish I was there, or I wish I had that. Don't look at those things of this hour and say, well, I wish I was there. But because, beloved, I have something for you that eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. For these are the days that I have proposed for a people to begin to behold my glory and begin to see my face. For I have said that as you see me, you shall be like me in the same image and likeness. And that is what I am doing in this hour. I am bringing you into my image and into my likeness and into my life. And I am lifting you up in the spirit into a realm that you have never been before. So do not be afraid of the things that you see in the natural, for they must come to pass. They must happen, but they shall not touch you. They shall not touch you, my people. For I am going to finish the work that I have started in the midst of you. I will bring it to a conclusion. I will finish it. And no man can stop it. And no man can turn it to one side or to the other. For my hand that was laid upon you in days past is still there. And my eye that has guided you all of these days is still guiding you. And my word that has been birthed within you is a word that man cannot change, nor will alter it. And you know it is my word. And you know that that word that I have put within you is life and spirit and has brought change and has led you to this hour and to this moment. So don't be afraid. Don't look to the right or to the left or to others around you and look for that which I would say unto you. For it is a word that I will say to you that will birth within you what I have proposed for you. No man can birth that within you. And it will not be done by works and labor that you do. But it is my work, saith the Lord. It is my work that I do within you. And I tell you to rejoice, to lift up your voice with praise and glory. For this is my day. This is my hour that I have brought you to. I have opened your eyes. I have unstopped your ears. And I have given you a heart that is able to receive my word and my voice. It is all me. It is all me. For I proposed it even before the foundation of the world. And I have had the power and the authority to bring it to pass. And I am bringing it to pass in this day. So look into my face and see me as I am. And listen to my word. For I shall bring within you a revelation that no man has ever seen before. That is going to birth you into that glorious day that I have proposed within myself. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Father, we praise you and we lift you up and we glorify your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, O Lord. You are the one that have chosen us in yourself to be a part of this great day. This glorious day. O Father, that this is your day and not our day. and we rejoice in it, O Lord.